last off. We begin in page 304 in the Art Scroll, V'yakar min hakol, and in the green Feldheim, page 104, Kuf Dalid, top of the page. V'yakar min hakol, and here we are continuing to talk how we acquire the ability to love the physical world. How does a person love and able to indulge, not the right word, sorry, I think I said that last time also, to enjoy this world to the maximum. And the Ramchal tells us, V'yakar min hakol is ha'espoydidus. Yakar min hakol ha'espoydidus. The most precious of all is spending time alone, ki kmosha meser me'ina v'nyanei ha'olam, kein mavir chamdasan melibo. The more you're detached from the world, the more you take away from your desires, from your heart. Kfar hiskir David HaMelech alav ha'shalom, b'shevach ha'izboididus. David HaMelech said, it's incredible, bodidus, hisboididus, melashen bad, to be alone. Yomer mi yitain li aver kayoina, ufa ve'eshkena, hine archek nedod alin, bamidbar, sela. Baruch Hashem, we're on the Moshav. I think that definitely helps to be on the Moshav, where a person is able to disconnect from the world. See, people think when you're disconnecting from the world, it means that you're missing something. It's the exact opposite. That's when you actually get it all. The Nevi'im and Elio v'Elisha, the prophets Elio and Elisha, Matsono Yosef, Miyachte Mekoimim, Al Eharim Ibnei Espoy Dedusam. They used to hang out on the mountain hills. They used to hang out, could be, I don't know if they were caravans, but they would hang out on the hills, in the hills, in order to separate themselves, to be a little bit away. And the tzaddikim followed the paths of the Nevi'im, of the prophets, of someone who wants to really, really live a life. You got to remove yourself from all the busyness and the Hevel, ki matzulem zeh mitzoy yoyser muchon liknoit shleimus haprishas. Laman asher lo yevium, here it is, listen to this line. Asher lo yevium havle chavrehem lahabil gamhem kamosam. Wow. I think I'm underlining it again. It has stars by it. To protect oneself from being led into the vanities by people. That's where everyone wants to know. So where did I get the line, don't follow the crowd when the crowd's like, well, what a great line. Ramchal 101. Ramchal 101, he says it right here. Why are you stay separate. Because once you're amongst people, you have to be very, very, now again, he says, of course, you could be friendly, you're nice, you're mu'uriv and mabrius, you'll be even more friendly. You'll be even nicer. That's what he says. Because otherwise, hevel is vanity, silliness, and you just get swept up into things that you don't even know you're swept up in. And let's end the perek. We're only 3 minutes in. This is why I love the Ramchal so much. He's so with us. He says one of the ways for a person to do everything that he spoke about in the last few prakim is don't rush. Lo yirtze hadam ledaleg. Don't jump, don't rush. Take it little by slowly. Little by slowly, don't go extreme. Either I'm hanging out with everybody or I'm totally disconnected from everyone. He says slowly, and it's not just in that. It's talking about food, it's talking about everything. Slowly, shaboy rega echad, ki zevadai lo yale biyadai. You have to slowly build into this world. You have to slowly break away. You have to slowly, when a person gets married and then he sets up where his home is and his family, slowly when you're at this age, you start thinking about one little thing, little, and then you end up in the greatest place in the world. Ma'at. Take it very, very slow. Hayom yiknek tzas mimenu umachar Yosef. Like we said today in Shir with Rabbi Akiva. One drop at a time. little by slowly, little. You go ahead and you start saying, okay, I'm only going to be on my phone this amount of time. I'm going to go ahead and I'm only going to do this amount. I'm only going to have 5 cups, 4 cups, 3 cups, 2 cups. Slow. And the positive as well. Because then you're with it. Then it's your whole body, it's your whole nature. When a person jumps too far, sometimes the Yetzirah wants you to jump very far, very, very far, because he wants you to crash. And then you end up crashing, and then you end up saying, why did I do that to begin with? Okay, let's begin a new parak. HaTahara. What is Tahara? Hitikun Alev V'Hamachshavas. It's fixing and understanding what's going on in my heart and my brain. V'zeh Lashem Etzonu Etzel David. There's already another rung in the ladder of becoming a shlemus person, becoming a complete person. It means that I'm aware of what's going on inside of me. What are my thoughts? What are my feelings? Like it says, David HaMelech says, Leiv Tahar Bera Li Elokim. I want to be pure. I don't want myself to be drawn into desires and chait, being off the mark. And aveira means I'm off the mark. But I want to use my brain. I want to have that, my brain, as we said the other day, your eyes, your nose, your ears and your mouth, stop what's in your brain to get to your heart. And if your brain gets to your heart, then you're doing great. Chachma and Yira. V'zeh afilu b'maisim ha'gufnim. He says, even when it comes to physical things, sh'afilu achrei yisnagoi b'prishas dainer shalik, achmin olam alechrechi. This is what the Ramchal says. Even when I'm eating exactly what I'm supposed to be eating, even when I'm working out and exercising exactly what I'm supposed to be exercising, even when I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, why am I doing it? That makes a major difference. What's going on in my heart when I put on tefillin, he's going to talk about, when I do gashmias things, when I do ruchnias things, it makes a major, major difference. If a person goes into bed and says, oh, I want to have a good gesunt, I want to have a good schluff, I want to sleep so well so I could feel good. I want to feel good so I could think better. I want to think better so I could live better. I want to live better so I could do more mitzvahs, or I could live my mission and learn Torah, whatever it is that you get in touch with yourself. But it takes thought, it takes emotion. And I've said this. This is where I said this. You could have a guy. Okay, we got to wrap up here. We'll stop at this point. I just want to say the example I give. You could have two people, both on their phone. One's on his phone for 2 hours, and the other one's on his phone for 1 hour. And the guy who's on his phone for 2 hours is doing amazing. And the guy who's on his phone for 1 hour is doing terrible. How could that be? The guy who's on his phone for 2 hours put in his schedule and told himself, I am going to relax today for 2 hours from this time to this time. I worked hard, or I didn't work hard for that matter. I'm going to enjoy my phone. I'm going to enjoy the beach. I'm going to enjoy my restaurant. I'm going to enjoy. And the other guy is doing even less than him. But the reason he's doing it is because he doesn't know what he's doing. So the person, it's not how much you're doing. It's what's going on inside and what your connection. I'll tell a story in a second. It's not the forum because we're already 9 minutes and 22 seconds. Look what that does. It works. I'm telling you, it works. 9 minutes and 22 seconds will change your life forever. It'll change your life. 9 minutes. You learn these things, it'll change your life forever. Less than 10 minutes of Mesil Sharm a day keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay. Let me tell you the story.